I mean, I'll give you, we were together earlier in the week. You're seeming not anything about your lifestyle or your clubs or anything. You just seem restless at the minute. You seem a bit bored.
A little bit, yeah. People say, you know, I know people may come back at me and say, well, what are you bored for? You know, you play football, you get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you can get bored like everybody else. I can get bored with it. And sometimes I'd like to live just the way a normal person would live. People may not believe that, but it's true.
You don't feel particularly free, do you?
No, I'm not free. It's not particularly, I ain't free.
Yeah.
If I want to be free, I have to pay for it.
What do you mean?
Pay, it costs a lot of money to try and be free. Do you know what I mean? Well, if I want to get away places, or if I have to go somewhere, I have to book up, and I have to, privacy, sometimes you have to pay for it.
Yeah. And you never thought that happened to you?
No.
Do you sleep well?
No, I still don't sleep well.
Why not? What happens to you when you go to bed? What happens to you?
I always sleep with Kelly and Leighton.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not frightened. I don't think I am anyway.
Why? Because you get lonely, is that it?
Yeah. If I sleep with the telly on, I feel I've got company and I fall asleep. If I turn it off, I haven't and I feel on my own and I get a bit scared. I hate being on my own, I can't stand it.
Your mind starts racing about stuff.
And it is worrying to think. And I honestly hate being lonely. I hate it.
And it happens to you very easy, doesn't it?
I mean, it can be, yeah. It does happen to me. Sometimes I like being on my own, but when I actually get there, I get frightened, and I've got to ring people up to be with us, you know. And
what runs through your mind? What's about being too deep about it? You're laying in bed, and you can't get off to sleep. Would you get anxious? Start worrying about things you shouldn't be worrying about? What?
I do. I worry about things I shouldn't worry about. I don't think I should have any problems apart from the leg. And I just worry. I just, you know, what's this one up to? What can I do to solve this? And I obviously think about the future. I worry about the future.
So what time do you normally drop off to sleep?
On a normal day. I can sometimes drop off 3, 4 o'clock and wake up about 8.
But not often before it?
No.
And I notice as well that for absolutely no reason, you're over-cautious about yourself. You'll pass the mirror and go, look at me.
All the time.
Hypersensitive, yeah?
All the time. I mean, I can't remember the last time I was slim, but even when I was slim, I still did that. And I do look at myself and I think, oh no, I'm in trouble again tomorrow.
Yeah, but that can be, you know, that's actually anorexia start.
And if someone went into the scales, like, I panic. I go and I hide, and I've a couple of times at Latcha when I know it's a wind day, and I go hiding. And I hide behind the gym or something. That's someone to piss and I come out, you know. We're getting weird at 9 o'clock. And I go in about 7:30, I do an hour and a half on a bike, pedalling with a wetsuit on. Pedalling like mad to get a sweat on, quick, have a shower, come in with me clothes again, say, yeah, we're getting weird today.
Yeah, but why are you doing it? Because you're not, I mean, it doesn't matter what people say about you. I mean, you're right, you've got a few pounds overweight. Don't you worry that could lead you down the dreaded road of throwing up after you've had something to eat and all of that nonsense? You're already doing it, okay? Yeah.
I'd like to see that, but anyway.
You don't give it all of that,
I did do when I was little.
Why?
When I was little. At 18 or so. No, just because so many people went on it, I've had it all my life. People going on about me weight. And, so I still get a bit conscious of it. And when I was 17, 18 and that, I did it a couple of times, you know.
Well, throw up after you'd eaten?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you must know they're doing it because they're either jealous or they think, oh, you know, that's one way to get it. And you must know that.
I think a lot of them say, you know, Paul, you have it, you're a good player, you know, if you get your weight right, you can be even better. Well, I'm happy, I'm enjoying myself, I know I can be better. And this is what I want to do when I get back, I want to be better.
But don't do that, don't go nuts about throwing up a lot of food and stuff.
No, definitely not.
That's what crazy people do.
Well, like you said, Danny, my life is football. I love it.
Well, it is and it ain't. I mean, you're not entirely under.
Yeah, it is and it isn't. But I don't know anything else apart from fishing and beating 5-year-old kids in tennis and whatever.
Yeah.